Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Yes, Lord, have your way in us today, Lord. Have your way. Father, this morning we thank you once again for your word. We've come to hear from you, Lord. This is your people. This is your time. And it's your word, Lord. And we want to hear from you this morning. So, Father, right now we surrender all of our thoughts, all of our attention to you. We desperately need you, Lord. We desperately need to hear from you today, Lord. I thank you for speaking to my heart, Lord. Now I yield myself as your oracle, as your servant, Lord. Use me as you see fit, Lord. Let your word come forth in Jesus' name. The word that sets the captives free, Lord. Let the anointing abound. We thank you, Lord, that you are the anointed one and you live and abide within us. So your anointing is here, Lord. Your anointing breaks yokes of bondage, Lord. Your anointing sets captives free, Lord. We thank you for that this morning. Now, Holy Spirit, once again, take control. Cause our Father's will to be done in us, in this house today. In Jesus' name, we give you all authority here. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Well, God gave me a reminder for us this morning. And before I give you the title of the message, and it's just a reminder for all of us. You know, sometimes we get into this life and we get a little lax, we get a little carried away, we get a little out of focus, and God just wants to remind us. Amen? So if you will stand with me in honor of God's word, we're going to read out of Mark chapter 11, verse 20 through 24. And don't think you know what's coming, because you don't. Well, you do, because you've heard it before, but it's not what you expect. Now in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. And Peter, remembering, said to him, Rabbi, look, the fig tree which you cursed has withered away. So Jesus answered and said to them, Have faith in God. For assuredly I say to you, whosoever says to this mountain, Be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. He will have whatever he says. Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them. You can be seated. Turn to Ephesians chapter 4, verses 29 through 32, please. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 29 through 32. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The message this morning and the reminder is, what did you say? Amen. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 29 through 32. Let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but what is good for necessary edification, that it may impart grace to the hearers, and do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed in the day of redemption, or for the day of redemption. Let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you. Now, that word corrupt is 4550 in the concordance. And here's what the concordance says. The word corrupt means rotten. Putrefied, corrupt by one and no longer fit for use, to be worn out, of poor quality, bad, unfit for use, or worthless. Now I went a little further and I looked at what Merriam-Webster has to say. And Merriam-Webster says the word corrupt means to change from good to bad in morals and manners or actions. To degrade with unsound principles or moral values, rot, spoil, to alter from the original or correct form or version, to become tainted or rotten, to become morally debased, to cause disintegration or ruin. Now, the reason I bring this up is because I happen to know that there are situations in our lives, you heard me say our lives, where sometimes things don't set well with us, or something happens, or we're under a lot of pressure, and all of a sudden we say something, or we get a little out of sorts with some kind of situation or something that's going on, and we say something or let something fly out of our mouth that we shouldn't. We need to always be cognizant of the fact that our words, just like the words of Jesus or the words of God and the plan of God as He spoke it in Genesis, are creative. Now listen to me. That does not necessarily mean positive. I'm going to remind everybody, where you are today is a direct result of what you have done and what you've said and what you've spoken into existence yesterday. Amen? We need to set a watch on our mouth. And after reading what corrupt is, we need to be especially cognizant of it. Amen? Amen. Now in Luke 6:45, it says, "A good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good, and an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart brings forth evil. For out of the abundance of the heart, his mouth speaks." You all know, and if you don't, I'm telling you today, what you did this past week, what you put in your heart, what you allowed to fill your heart, is what's going to come out of your mouth. Now, that goes from way back when, too. We've all given our lives to God. He's done tremendous things in our lives, but there's still some places where we need to pick ourselves up by the bootstraps and move on. And remember that what we say not only affects us, but it affects others, whether it's heard by others or not. Amen? Amen. If we're the ambassadors of God, we cannot afford to have anything come out of our mouth that does not edify, exhort, comfort, and build up. Amen? Isn't that what Jesus did? So if we're going to be like Him, we've got to imitate Him, right? Right. Praise the Lord. All right. That word abundance, in which one delights, it means, it's 40:40-51, and it means abundance in which one delights, used of that which fills the heart. What is left over? I'll remind you that what that's referring to is the same as what's in Matthew 16:19, which talks about the loaves and the fishes and the abundance that was left over. Amen. God, Jesus blessed the bread and the fish. It was multiplied, and there was more than enough. Amen? There were baskets to spare. Amen? Hallelujah. So we need to keep that picture in our minds of our words. Amen. It's what is left over, residue or remains. Did y'all get that? See, we sometimes get so carried away and so lackadaisical that we forget whose we are, whom we serve, and what our responsibility is. How many know what I'm talking about? Proverbs 15:2 says, "The tongue of the wise uses knowledge rightly, but the mouth of fools pours forth foolishness." Proverbs 12:18, "There is one who speaks like the piercing of a sword, but the tongue of the wise promotes health." That's not just talking about physical health. That's talking about health in every aspect as we know it. Spiritual, emotional, financial, and praise the Lord. Proverbs 15:4 says, "A wholesome tongue is a tree of life." Tree of life. There's fruit that comes from it. There's also fruit that comes from one that's been corrupted by a word that comes out of the mouth. But perverseness in it breaks the spirit. We need to remember that we have people watching us. And if we're not speaking life into every situation, we're not emulating God. We're not emulating Jesus. Hey, I'm getting a slap on the hand too, folks. Proverbs 16, 1 and 2. The preparations of the heart belong to man. Listen now. Proverbs 16, verses 1 and 2. The preparations of the heart belong to man, but the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. We can't just spout off anytime we want to. We need to consider in everything we speak, first listening to Him and speaking only what He wants us to speak. Wasn't that an attribute of Jesus? Don't we belong to Him? Aren't we in His image and likeness? Praise the Lord. Verse 2 says, all the ways of a man are pure in his own eyes. Your Bible says to consider your ways. All the ways of a man are pure in his own eyes, but the Lord weighs the spirit or spirits. Many times in our lives, we've gotten just maybe a little bit or maybe more than just a little bit uppity. I know. Don't tell me. Where'd that come from? What did you say? We need to cry out like David did. Psalm 139, verses 23 and 24. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxieties. And see if there is any wicked way in me. And lead me in the way everlasting. Amen? Amen. And then in Psalm 51, verses 10 through 12, he says, create in me. This should be something we should be doing every day of our life. When we get up and we begin the morning by praising and thanking and worshiping Him, we need to also say, God, check my heart. We need to check our hearts before we ever leave the house. Amen? Make sure we're soundly in His presence. That we've got a sound knowledge of whose we are and what it is we're all about and that He's all about. Amen? You're not your own. You're bought with a price. You don't have any right to go out spouting off anything you want to whenever you want to. Are you with me?
Amen.
None of us do. I'll remind you of the story of when we had some problems in the church. There was some unholiness. And Pastor Stan decided he was going to go to the Word, look up all the things that he needed to say, and he was going to go and righteously, it was righteous, set the people straight. Say, man, you're in sin. You need to get out. You need to repent. And the minute his hand hit the door, the Holy Spirit rose up in him and said, what's that in your hand? Or he basically asked him first, he said, what are you doing? He said, well, I'm going to go correct this problem. He said, whose word have you got in your hand? Or what is that in your hand? He said, it's your word. Then you'll use it when I tell you to. And that following Sunday, God supernaturally moved without anybody saying anything. The Spirit of God came in and did what it's supposed to do, what He's supposed to do, lead into truth, guide into knowledge, illuminate and enlighten, and God took care of the problem right there before our very eyes. So much so that the infidelity was taken care of, they went and before the whole church renewed their vows. I don't know about y'all, I like it when God's on the scene, amen?
Amen?
He doesn't need my help. He needs my obedience, but not my help. And even though it was righteous, God had a different plan, and we need to be open to that. We're told to get wisdom, but with all our getting, get understanding. Wisdom is like a loose cannon if you don't have understanding. How many know what I'm talking about? You can devastate and tear down with just wisdom If you don't have any understanding and you don't have any self-control and you don't know when to listen to the Holy Spirit. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Psalm 51, verses 10 through 12. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and uphold by your generous spirit. We need to not be slackers, but be very careful that we're hearing from the Spirit before we let this thing run off. As Stan would say, we need to be very careful we don't let our alligator mouth overload our net behind. Think about that for a minute. You get the picture. Matthew 12, 36 and 37. But I say to you that for every idle, that's I-D-L-E, word that men speak, that men may speak, they will give an account of it in the day of judgment. Now, I don't know about y'all, that's uncomfortable for me. So like the little song says that they sing in Sunday school with the kids, be careful little eyes what you see, be careful little ears what you hear, be careful little mouth what you speak. We need to be cognizant of that. We need to not get so big for our britches that we think we've got the answers. Amen? We need to look to Him, the author and finisher of our faith. Amen? Praise the Lord. Idle means free from labor, at leisure, lazy, shunning the labor which one ought to perform. Webster says, lacking worth or basis, not occupied or employed, having no employment, not turned to normal or appropriate use, not scheduled to complete. Did you get that? Hey, and you understand there's no finger pointing at anybody. The finger's pointing at all of us. And God said, I just need to remind my people. I just want you to remind my people. We got to be very careful what we say. We got to be very careful but guard our hearts, because the attitude of our hearts is what comes from the treasure that's there, and it may spill out of your mouth. I know what I'm talking about. God loves us. If He didn't love us, He wouldn't warn us and He wouldn't tell us. Amen? That means He's not done with us. And that means He's not forsaken us. When He stops speaking to us, honey, you better start looking over your shoulder. Amen? And finally, in Matthew 12, 37, the word says, by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned. We need to remember that we're going to give an account for idle words. One man said unproductive. I didn't see that in the definitions, but that kind of hits home with me. If our words are creative, then we need to be careful that they're creative in a constructive, not a destructive way. If you'll pardon the metaphor or the pun or whatever you want to call it. Amen? We need to be very careful. Because, like I say, there's people watching and there's people listening. And not only that, what's more than that, that should be secondary to the fact that God's watching and listening. Our Father. Amen? We don't want to frustrate the grace of God by just letting our mouth run off. Amen? We need to be very careful that what we say brings life, brings health. Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We need to always remember and be listening for that. What did you say? Amen? Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Little exhortation. With that, you need to understand, though, that when you speak what God gives you to speak in situations, you are creating something that's positive and good, that's going to bring about change. You're planting seeds, because what should be come out of your mouth is the Word and God's thoughts. It doesn't have to be quoted chapter and verse. It has to be out of the abundance of your understanding in your heart. And you need to remember, along with this, what it says in Jeremiah 17:9. The mind, will, and emotions, or the heart, is deceitful and desperately wicked. And the only way you know it is by the revelation and the light of God shining and showing you. Amen? Be careful what your confession is. Amen? You can't go and preach to somebody about healing if you're going around saying, I'm sick, I'm sick, I'm sick. You know what I'm talking about? Now, we all get under attack, but the point is, be careful. When Jesus cursed that fig tree, it withered. Hear what I'm telling you? Your Bible says, Whoever you bless on this earth will be blessed. And whoever you condemn on this earth will be condemned. Whoever you loose will be loosed. And whoever you bind will be bound. And not only that, what you loose and what you bind will come to pass. That can be negative and positive also. We need to keep our mind and our heart with diligence and make sure that we're operating in the, again, the constructive, not the destructive. Amen? Hallelujah. And we're going to watch supernatural, powerful things happen in our circumstances and in the lives of people around us, in our life situation. Amen? We've got to stop listening to the lies and speaking out those things that are foolishness and that don't amount to a hill of beans. They have no pertinence to anything about God. They're just things that, you know, hey, I'm not saying it's wrong to do whatever you're doing as far as, you know, gaining knowledge, but be careful that you're not spitting out things that really don't bring edification to anybody. Amen? What's important is that we act on, we obey, and we speak the word in everything. Speak the word only. Amen? In idle conversations, talk about what you want to and stuff. But when it comes down to things that are said or talked about in a setting where there's ministry going on, you need to be very careful what comes out of your mouth. Amen? Praise the Lord. In closing, I want to remind you the scripture says that, you know, you need to be careful that after you preach to others that you don't yourself become a castaway. Amen? And that you don't become a stumbling block to your brother or your sister. Amen?
Amen.
So, this is an exhortation from your Father who loves you, loves all of us, and it's just a little fine-tuning. Hear me? Just a little fine-tuning to prepare us for the things that are just ahead of us. Amen? Hallelujah. Your Bible says if you're able to bridle the tongue, you're able to keep control of the whole body. But the tongue is an unruly evil. It spits out deadly poison, and it sets on fire the course of nature. If your tongue's in control and your heart is filled with His Word, it's hidden right in here. The good treasure is hidden right in here of God. Man, I'm telling you, you're going to be an effective minister in the kingdom of God. If not, remember what the Word says. You're going to give an account for that idle word. Amen? That corrupt, rotten word. We dare not get out of control and attack somebody else's faith if we don't agree. We don't even realize we do it sometimes. We're quick to say, you know, well, I don't agree with that. Well, that's fine. It's up to the Holy Spirit, not me, to bring you into truth and knowledge. And I don't see any requirement in the Word that you agree with me. But you need to be careful. We need to be careful, all of us, that we don't attack the faith of somebody else. Encourage, exhort with the Word. But in that, you'll find that when you do that, you'll comfort and edify. And you cause growth. And you cause their faith to grow. Amen? Everybody has opinions and armpits, like Stan says. And sometimes they're smelly to other people. We need to remember that. People aren't interested in my opinions or your opinions. They're interested in truth. Because the truth is what sets them free. Amen?
Yeah.
The truth is who God is, who Jesus is. Amen?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. 3 John 2. No greater joy than my children walk in truth. Amen?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now that the seat of my pants has been properly shined, I trust yours too. This is not to tear down. It's just a reminder, as I said, from God. I heard God say, it's just a reminder to my people. Amen? Hallelujah. You have so much potential.
God has tremendous plans for all of us. We know that. We can't afford to let anything get in the way of that or to damage His plan. You know, you have the ability, we all know this, to handcuff God. The God of the universe, the Creator, you have the ability to handcuff Him. And He gave you that ability. I don't know about y'all, I don't want to go there. I do not want to be a part of that. And that's why on a ongoing basis, I go before Him and I repent and I say, Father, create in me clean hands and a pure heart. Renew a right spirit within me. I want Him to search me and know my thoughts, try me and know my ways, and see if there be any wicked way in me. And I don't ever want the Holy Spirit taken from me. The Holy Spirit leaves, honey, you are powerless. You know what I'm saying? And He's filled us with power and might and dominion so that we can rule and reign in this earth. Amen? We don't want to get in the way of that. Amen? Amen? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your undying, never changing, ever present love. And that you're an ever present help in time of need. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes. To pray for needs in just a moment, or for anyone who wants prayer. Hallelujah. You know, it's all about all of us making it, holding up the arms of one another. The Bible says, confess your faults one to another and pray one for another, for the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. Amen. God's a God of restoration and reconciliation. But He also says, how many times I wanted to do it, but you would not. I wanted to gather you as a hen doth her chicks, but you would not. Man, I don't like that. I don't even want to think about that. Getting to that point I'm talking about. I want that ever in my eyes and in my thoughts so that I don't go someplace I'm not supposed to go. Amen? Hallelujah. I received a report yesterday that my cousin was a firefighter who was fighting one of the fires here in the state. Got caught in a situation where there was a flashback and he's now in the hospital in critical condition. Burned on his face and arms and things. And so I would ask that you just keep him in prayer. Amen. My understanding is, although I've not had much interaction with him over the years, since I was a kid, is he's a Christian. That doesn't make any difference anyway. The bottom line is he's God's creation. And God loves him. Amen? Praise the Lord. So if you just lift him up, come in agreement. We're going to pray in a minute. Just remember him this week. You know, how many remember the story of Stan when he was in the propane explosion on the farm? Went to the hospital and they basically didn't think he'd ever have a face again. He had straight hair. And how many know you've seen him? He's got curly hair. They thought he'd be disfigured and everything for life. And we've seen him. A walking miracle. For those of you who may not know, when you get into those vats of water that they use to scrub off that dead flesh, that's one of the most excruciatingly painful things you could ever experience. And to the amazement of the doctors and nurses, they saw him down there swimming underwater and everything else in those tubs, unaffected. So much so that they went to his dad, J.W., and said, "What is wrong with that boy?" And walked out of the hospital in a very short length of time, completely and wholly renewed and restored, better than he was before. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Not out of the possibility or realm of possibility with God, is it? For man, things are impossible. For God, all things are possible.
Amen.
And that shows His love and demonstrates His love, doesn't it? So, anybody else? Amen. Praise the Lord. Yes, sir. Let me encourage you, my brother. The Bible says many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of them all.
Amen.
Your responsibility is to keep your focus on Him, not look at the situation, but look at the answer to the situation, which is Him and His Word. Amen? Praise the Lord. How many know what I'm talking about? Yes, ma'am. Understand. I would encourage you to hear the word that was given today and walk in it. That doesn't mean that you need to stand by yourself. You need to call somebody and say, "Hey, you know, this is getting old. I need some help. I need my hands lifted up." Then that's fine. But don't let the situation or the plague. This morning when we were talking, y'all can tell I'm under attack right now. But I told him, I said, "I'm not even going to name it. I know what the enemy wants to put on me, but I didn't sign for it." I told Fran, "I didn't sign for it. I'm not signing for this. I got a big old stamp that says, return to sender." Another time, Stan's son and daughter came to him with warts all over. Both of them, you know, various places on their hands and things. And God just supernaturally spoke to him. He says, "Tell them to visualize those warts being on the end of the devil's nose." And they were gone. And those kids got the biggest giggle out of that. Saw those warts right on the end of the devil's nose. Return to sender. Amen? I'm not receiving or signing for anything that didn't come from my Father. How about you? Praise the Lord. Does that encourage you, my brother? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Pray for Charles and Joanna. Pray that God will cause maturity and stability in Charles. That He will put the impetuousness and the self-centeredness away and stop looking for things that will exalt him, but that will exalt God. Start looking for things that will exalt God and put him in a place where he needs to be. Because I'm going to tell you something. You can look for all the programs in the world. And if you're where God doesn't want you, don't expect to see the blessings of God or things turn out the way you'd like to see them. He says, "I don't want your sacrifice. I want your obedience." Amen? Harry.
Company was sold to another, bought by another company,
mm-hmm.
And his employment situation is going to, they don't know which way it's going to go, but he just asked that you pray for his job and well-being.
Amen. Is that in accordance with God's plan and will? Then well, I'm in agreement with it. How about you?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Anybody else? Father, this morning, we've talked about some needs openly. Father, I know in my spirit, I sense that there are unspoken needs here this morning. Father, we lift them all up to You. You've completed the work. Your Son, through His obedience, completed the work that You designated for Him to do. So it's a done deal now, Lord. Now our choice and our mindset is to walk in that done work. Walk in peace. Walk in health. Walk in discretion and discernment. Totally healed. Financially, spiritually, blessed. And the way we do that, Lord, is to walk in Your presence. Because in Your presence is fullness of joy. In Your presence, our mind is stayed on You. And You said that if our mind was kept on You, You would keep us in perfect peace. So I thank You for peace in these situations. We send the word now to every spoken and unspoken situation. And Lord, today we're making a declaration. We're going to walk in Your truth. We're going to watch what we say. We're going to watch how we react. And we're only going to speak what You tell us to speak and what is truth. Not circumstances, not impetuousness, not frustration, Lord. We're going to speak the truth and we're going to do it in love. Thank You, Holy Spirit, for being here today. We thank You, Lord, that it's sealed and done according to Your word and Your will. And Your word is Your will. In the name of Jesus, which takes precedence over every other name and the character in that name. And knowing, assuring, being assured that at that name every knee will bow. And every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank You, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise You, Lord. Praise the Lord. Well, Richard seems to want to lay hands on you all. So if that's what God's leading him to do, then you want prayer, come up here and we'll lay hands on you.
Come on up and
praise
lay
the Lord.
Hands on you.
Don't be bashful.
Yes, there is power in laying on hands.
Yes. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, Richard. Hallelujah.
Down in the name of Jesus, every attack that is coming against this person in the name of Jesus Christ, we stomp on the enemy and we say, you have no power in this body, you have no authority in this place or in his life. And Father God, we thank you, Father, that you are the healing Father. You restore unto new health and a new authority, Father God. You give us authority. And we rule and we reign in this earth.
Yes.
Over the attacks of the enemy.
Yes.
Because you've given us the power. Father God, we ask right now that you come and heal and restore all that the locusts have eaten.
Yes.
All. Not just part of it, but all. And we give you the glory and the praise for it. In Jesus' name, we seal it. Amen.
And you need to understand that God requires something of you. He requires you to be obedient, to get serious about it, and to walk in the truth. You can't walk on both sides of the fence.
One thing that I hear the Lord saying is that when he does remove desire for those things that you know you need to get away from, that then you never go back to it. Because he can do something for us. We've had many testimonies where the desire went away and somebody for just walked in, they spent the time with the wrong person. They just spent too much time with the wrong person and got back into it, and then the work's on you the next time.
That's right.
Okay. So there is a requirement there. And that's what I'm hearing more.
tells us evil company corrupts good morals.
Right. And
that's right.
And so if you're serious about God, he'll be serious with you.
Amen.
And it's a done deal. Right. If you meant that, if you're a serious man, then it's a done deal.
That's true.
Okay?
Okay.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
How many know that if he took an old ugly thing like me and changed me and did something in my life, he can do it for this man?
Amen.
Yeah.
Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Anybody else?
Anybody else want to touch
from
the Lord?
Praise the Lord. Amen. I agree.
Father God, we know that this attack has come against this man to keep him, his hands from being fruitful, to keep him from being able to work. So we come against this attack in the name of Jesus Christ. We cast it down. It has no authority. And we say be healed. Because your hands are created to create and rebuild, and to be fruitful and to multiply. And if we say in Jesus' name, it is done.
Yes.
It is done.
Yes. And tomorrow.
Give you all the glory.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Father God, here's another one. Another one who is being attacked by the enemy, who is being constantly told that you are sick, that you are disabled. Well, we come against that word and we say that she is able.
Amen.
That she is not disabled. That's a word of the enemy.
Amen.
We claim now victory over this dis-ease.
Yes.
Victory over this
yes.
sickness. It has no authority
Amen.
In this body. And we claim, Father God, that the blood of the whole of your Son flowing in these veins.
Yes.
Healing, restoring,
yes.
renewing the
yes.
energy, renewing
yeah.
the cells, the joints. They don't need to be replaced. You gave them to her to work, to function. Say function
Amen.
In the name of Jesus
Amen.
Christ.
Be praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. If there's, go ahead.
Father God, we pray over these jobs that are being attacked. Father God, for Barry's job, we claim, Father God, instead of being laid off, he'll be promoted.
Amen.
Instead of being attacked and depressed, he's going to be encouraged, Father. And for Bob Romero, Father, we pray that you would give him a job where the sin is not, where darkness is not, where gambling is not, that he would be able to be restored and be able to come and worship you, and, you know, every Sunday, Father God, that his job would not keep him from that. We thank you, Father God, because we're going to see Bob here in this church giving you praise and glory. And that he will still be able to make the money.
Yes.
Amen.
Be able to have a job that is valued, that values him, Father. And this ease that comes against him will not have any more power. We give you the glory. In Jesus' name.
And with that, Father, on both Barry's and Bob's lips, the proclamation of joy and thanksgiving for the work that you've done. Hallelujah. God did it. God did it. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. It's impossible, Lord, for you to give us things that are not within your realm of ability. If you're the giver of life and that more abundantly, if you're the healer, then you can't give sickness and disease. You can't give anxiety. You can't give torment, pain, doubt, discomfort. That doesn't come in accordance with your plans for us, Lord. I want to share with you just real quickly. I knew a lady who went to a church that I went to, loved God with all of her heart. And one day she was out running errands. God told her to pull over and stop in front of this bus stop where two men were sitting. One was an older man. And while she was sitting there and watching, she watched the old man fall off the bench and die right there. And of course, the man who was sitting next to him was hysterical. I mean, just out of control hysterical. You know, just beside himself. And God told her, he said, you go over and you command him to come back. Well, I'm not going to go through all the details. The bottom line is she commanded him in the name of Jesus to come back into his body. He came back into his body. And, of course, you can imagine the hysteria was personified greatly in the man who was standing there. Ambulance came and got him. This woman asked where he was going. Showed up at the hospital a little while later. Got a chance to talk to the wife. This old man was scheduled to go in for heart surgery the very next day. His wife had been praying for him for years. And when they got him in and looked at the x-rays, they said, this man doesn't need a new heart. He's got the heart of an 18-year-old. And he got born again. See, these aren't just nice stories. This is reality. God's reality. And truth. Not facts. Not circumstances, but God's reality. Real truth. He is the way, the truth, and the life, isn't he?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. He got two for the price of one. He not only got the heart of an 18-year-old, but he got a new heart and transformed heart. Amen? And that woman got her prayers answered. It was a long time, but it happened. God is faithful. If you believe in your heart and don't doubt, you'll have the things that you ask. Now, one of the things that we need to rely on the Holy Spirit for, again, is wisdom and understanding to know what to pray for in the right way. There's times when we prayed for healings and it hasn't happened. And yet, really, ultimately, if you think about it, if you got your perspective in the right place, that's the ultimate healing. To be absent from the body is to be present from the Lord. And there is no pain or suffering, no dis-ease, no crippleness in God's presence. Is there? Do you believe that?
Yeah.
The story I told you about infidelity in the early part of this church, it had a consequence. The woman who was married to the other part of one of the people involved basically, Stan went and asked the doctor. He said, well, what's wrong with her? Because she wasn't getting better and she wasn't coming out of it. And the doctor said, well, she needs a reason to live. Her heart was broken. And Stan was very distressed over this. This woman was like a mother to Connie. Very close. And yet God, in His mercy, caused Stan, when Stan was asked for to do the service. The only reason he was able to do the service is because God showed him. He was able to see into glory and see her dancing with the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to remind you, folks, He's an ever-present help in a time of need. You got to keep your confession and your eyes and your heart in the right place and your mind stayed on Him, not on circumstances, not on things. Amen? Praise the Lord. Thank You, Lord, for this day. Thank You for Your presence. Thank You, Lord, for Your grace and mercy which has been extended and shown here today to all of us. Now, Lord, we dismiss, Lord, but as we do, we sanctify the food and the fellowship in Jesus' name, and we receive it with thanksgiving. Go with Your people. Cause Your blessings and Your countenance to shine on them. Cause their eyes to see You, Lord, and fill their desire for You, Lord. In Jesus' name we thank You and praise You. Amen.